Nicholas II. Everyone was after it, and it got me half a page in Decanter magazine.
Wouldn't an advert have been cheaper?
The girl playing Portia's very good, isn't she?
Emily Vincent.
Oh, is that her name?
That's why the theatre's full. Don't you recognise her?
Should I?
She used to be in EastEnders, kid with a drug habit and the illegitimate child.
Now, you'll have to narrow it down a bit more than that. Why do actors lower themselves?
They need to work. They've got bills to pay. Actors are people too, Gerald.
You ever eaten with one?
Sorry?
The producers. Remember? The crazy Nazi playwright wants to shoot the actors, and Gene Wilder says, you can't do that, they're not animals. And then Zero Mostel says, you ever eaten with one? Now that's comedy. Where are the jokes in this?
Well, why should there be jokes?
It's here, on the front of the programme. The Merchant of Venice, a comedy by William Shakespeare. Is anyone laughing? Are you laughing? I'm not laughing. A bunch of anti-Semitic Venetian snobs treat Shylock like shit. He tries to get his own back, so they humiliate him and force him to give up all his money and his daughter. Ho, bloody ho.
You've given away the ending now.
Like you didn't do it for A-level.
You know very well that in Shakespearean times, comedy simply meant a play with a happy ending.
Happy? I don't think Shylock looks very happy.
Well, happy in as much as the status quo is restored.
Yes, the status quo. Oh. With the Jew in the gutter and the Gentiles in their palaces. I can't drink this. I'm going to get some water. Small bottle, $4.99.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please return to your seats? The second act will commence in
oh,
2 minutes.
Just leave and grab something to eat.
We'll eat afterwards.
Well, it'll be too late. It's already... What time do you make it?
8:50.
Then why does my watch say 7:30?
No idea. Maybe it needs a new battery.
No, this is Dad's old watch. You have to wind it.
Then wind it.
I wound it. It's wound,
Ladies
see?
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please return to your seats? The second act will commence in 1 minute.
That was never a minute.
How would you know? Come on.
If you care to just enter your PIN number. There you are, sir. I suggest you decant the Volnay Clodet Duc a good 3 hours before you intend to drink it.
Is that the red one, is it?
Yes, that's right.
Cheers.
Philistine. Grapes of Wrath. Gerald Roth at your service. Oh, Mr. Solomons, how are you? Is it ready? I'll pop in on my way home. Ooh, got to go. Another customer, amazingly enough. Good afternoon, madam. May I help you, or are you just browsing?
Don't you do lager?
I'm afraid not. This is a wine merchant.
I thought it was an off-licence.
Well, we do possess an off-licence.
You what?
A licence to sell alcoholic beverages to be consumed off the premises.
You're taking the piss?
Of course not, madam. There's a Summerfield across the road. I believe they're doing a special offer on strong lager.
You got a bad attitude, mate. You know that.
So the watch is okay?
It's a nice piece. And it's in reasonable condition, considering its age.
Good. I'm very fond of this watch.
Are you?
Of course. So why was it losing time?
Just needed a new hairspring and a good clean. Otherwise, there's only one thing wrong with it.
What?
You had the watch long.
It's been in my family forever.
An heirloom?
Not really. It was my father's. My mother gave it to him when they got engaged.
And where did she get it?
I have no idea. Does it matter?
Have you ever taken the back off this watch?
Of course not. Why would I?
I suggest you take a look. Can you read the engraving?
J.V. Is that a B? Oh, this is like going to the opticians.
It's J.V.R.
Well, my father was Jack Roth. I didn't think he had a middle name, but there you go.
Now try with the eyeglass. Look to the left of the letters.
Bloody hell. Is that what I think it is?
A swastika. Yeah, that's right. You still think they're your father's initials?
So who do you think?
My money's on Joachim von Ribbentrop.
Von Ribbentrop?
You have heard of von Ribbentrop? The Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact?
Remind me.
Joachim von Ribbentrop was Hitler's foreign minister. He signed a deal with Molotov, Stalin's foreign minister, to carve up Poland between Russia and Germany. And the rest is genocide. They hanged him at Nuremberg. I hope his bloody head came right off. And you say you have no idea how this watch came into your family?
Well, we didn't change our name from von Ribbentrop, if that's what you're getting at. I'm as Jewish as you are.
Sorry. Sorry. My parents were Polish. They lost most of their families in the camps. I get,
I'm sure my mother can't have known when she bought it.
I'm not accusing. Just a shock to see something like this.
You're not joking. I'm not sure I feel like wearing it now.